Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio and Max and Friends. Well, we have a whole new system here in my studio, so I am beyond thrilled. It's just a really good moment in time, I think, for a lot of us. Well, tonight we've got a great show for you here on Max and Friends. First, we have to give a massive, massive just moment of love to Jackie Collins. Today is Jackie's birthday. You all know how much I adore Jackie. She's been an awesome friend here to Max and Friends for many years. You know, she passed 2 weeks ago, so our love and our thoughts go to all of her family, to Joan, and of course to her family, her daughters. Jackie Collins, the best quote she ever gave me was, "Max, you give great radio." And I always tell Jackie, the reason I give great radio is because you give a great interview. So her books, I just want to plug my favorite one because it's her cookbook, and it's the Jackie Collins, the Lucky Sant'Angelo cookbook. Go get it. Her favorite recipes are in here. Her drink recipes are in here. And just celebrate the life of Jackie Collins. Woo! All right, big love. And maybe at the end of the song, at the end of the show, we'll play a song for Jackie. I got to give a shout out to Rocco. He's tuning in tonight. If it's your first time tuning in, thank you. I love you. Welcome to Max and Friends. We've got a great show for you planned. I have Shakti Durga joining us in just a minute, and we're going to be talking about blissing out with the Divine Mother. We're doing a retreat in Boulder, Colorado. For more information, you can go right to my Twitter page, follow me at Max Tucci, tweet me at Max Tucci. We're going to talk about blissing out with the Divine Mother. We're also going to talk about empowering relationships, which was Shakti Durga's book. She'll be back. She's back. We love Shakti. She's great here on Max and Friends. Also, some great wealth wisdom cards. Maybe I'll pull a card and Shakti will tell me what it's about, and it'll be for all of you tonight. Maybe we could do that. Speaking of cards, after Shakti Durga, we've got Valerie Love joining us. It's her birthday today, and you all have been tweeting me, so please do not call the studio right now. Wait at least 25 minutes until I say the lines are open, because you're going to jam our lines. Valerie Love is going to be doing Money Tower readings for you all tonight. So I know that you've been tweeting me, Facebooking me, Instagramming me, and I love you all for it. Just be patient. We'll try to get as many people as we can. The rules for the show, you get a one-card reading with Valerie Love. A one-card reading. Go to ValerieLove.com for more information after the show. Y'all can meet up with Valerie there. But I call her Love, and I always say, "How you loving?" when she's here. But one-card reading. And Valerie will do that when she's here. Shakti Durga is going to be with us in a moment, but right now, Om Shanti on Max and Friends.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Shanti. Om Shanti.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was Om Shanti. That was the divine daughter of Shakti Durga, who's my guest right now on Max and Friends. Welcome back to the show, Shakti.
Hello, how are you?
Namaste and love. I'm super. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. So am I. Lots of now, love.
Thank you. Tell us about your beautiful daughter's voice and what we just heard.
Well, she's amazing. Her name is Gayatri K, and she's just brought out her first album, which is very, very exciting. And so she will be bringing some copies with her to our retreat that's happening next weekend. And we're all very excited. I haven't seen it yet, so it's all
wonderful.
It's all very mysterious, so this is exciting.
And of course, we're going to have her here on the show to promote the CD. But speaking of promotion, we're hosting a fabulous, fabulous retreat this weekend in Boulder, Colorado. Why don't you tell us a little about Blissing Out with the Divine Mother?
Sure. Well, that's exactly what I propose that we do. So, blissing out. So what does that mean? Well, a lot of people associate spiritual bliss with states of meditation. And of course, that is a primary means through which one can experience bliss. However, as a follower of the divine feminine, we really believe that you can bring that divine bliss right into every part of your life, and that you can bring it in to all of the experiences that you have in every department of life. And so we're going to be looking at some ways to do that at this retreat. We're going to have a lot of music. We believe that mantra and kirtan and sacred music is a wonderful avenue to really feel the bliss. And so there'll be lots of music, lots of spiritual activation. And spiritual activation is a priceless kind of thing to receive, and allows us, it almost propels us into a state of bliss and helps us to be able to access that state of bliss more easily forever, really, in your future. So spiritual activation is a very special kind of blessing, and so we'll be doing that too at this retreat.
How beautiful. Now, what does it really mean to be blissing out for those who want to understand it? What does it really mean?
Well, technically what's really happening is that one's Kundalini Shakti, the it's like the spirit of God that lives inside every person, is normally fairly it's just asleep at the base of the spine. And when you have blessings, or when you are in the presence of sacred music that has a lot of Nada Shakti, which is divine Shakti in the music, what it does is it activates the precious Kundalini, and it comes up to the crown chakra and creates a lot of bliss throughout the person's body. And, you know, we're very careful, and we make sure that everybody's looked after as this is happening. And people are amazed at how quickly and easily they can access this kind of consciousness. And it brings everyone into unity, and it just feels so divine.
Now, what I love about this is that what happens after they leave this retreat?
Well, I think that what they can expect is that their consciousness will be just that little bit more expanded than it was before, and that they'll have some tools and techniques to be able to enter into these states for themselves. And, we're just helping people to realize what's already inside them. It's kind of like until you're told and shown these things, and until the energy activates, you just don't know what treasure there is within your being. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's a beautiful moment. Now, for more information, I'm going to tweet after the show. I'm going to tweet the link that you can go to get more information. But also, Shakti, why don't you tell us about your website and your other retreats? Because you're doing retreats until the end of this year. So tell us about them.
Sure. Yes. Well, in late November, we'll be going off to Varanasi, which is a fascinating city in India. And in Varanasi, it's a city that's sacred to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva is kind of God the Father, but specifically high consciousness and the consciousness of light. And a lot of people in India, it's traditional for thousands of years that if you know that you're going to leave your body soon, people will go to Varanasi so that they can leave their body in that sacred city. And I used to think to myself, why do they do that? That's so weird. Until I went there, and clairvoyantly I could perceive a huge pillar of white light. I've never seen anything like it above the city, above a particular temple in the city called Kashi Vishwanath Temple. And I thought, ah, they're getting a free ride. When they leave their bodies, their souls go in this up elevator to very high states of being on the inner plane. And I thought, wow, that makes sense to me now. So we're going to go there, and we're going to go to that temple, and we're going to receive the blessings of that temple. And we'll probably be blissing out with the Divine Father on that occasion. We'll also, in January, we'll be going to Pedam to visit my guru, who is in South India, Sri Shaktiyama. And that's a wondrous kind of luxurious ashram where even the rooms have air conditioning. It's a very special kind of Divine Mother Lakshmi ashram. And, you know, we go to these incredible pujas and we sit there and we listen to the chanting. It's amazing. The bliss is indescribable.
How beautiful.
Lots going on, yeah.
There is lots going on. Now, we've got to talk about your book, Empowering Relationships, because the last time we were on the show, we talked about how great this book is because it's just something, it's like this easy read, but it's also a journal, I guess you can call it, on love, and it's also a workshop in your hands, I like to call it.
Yeah.
Because it's really that. So tell us about the book and how people can get the book and why is it so important to have empowering relationships in our library?
Well, I think that if you want to have simple techniques that work, that are road tested, that will shift your relationship, it's a great thing to have in your house. So, you know, it helps with things like codependence, looking at different cycles in relationship and where you might be, and just letting you expand from the story of what it is that's going on in your life right now to recognizing some sort of character traits of what's happening and expanding into principles of how you can shift your energy such that you can bring about a much more expansive range of possibilities in your relationship. And that way you can get through problems that might have become entrenched. You know, we all have little issues in our relationships where it's just so hard to get anything moving or change anything because it's been that way for a long time and we just don't know what to do about it. And sometimes we give up and the energy in the relationship gets a bit dead. So with the techniques in this book, you can learn simple ways that you can work with your energy, work with your consciousness, and work with specific meditations, which are also available on my website, that you can really change the dynamics of the relationship, which thousands of people have done.
Mm, how beautiful. And your website, tell us where we can find you.
Well, shaktidurga.com is my website. And so shaktidurga.com has a couple of things your listeners might be interested in. There's a section on downloads where we have a whole range of free downloads on our site, things that have, you know, interested me or different live talks or live music or live chants we've done, and we just wanted to offer that to people. And we also have a store, an online store, where this book is available. It's available in different formats, so you can have it so that you can download it onto your computer or your tablet, whatever it is, your Kindle, and you can also buy the hardcover book. I think the book may also be available on Amazon. I think it is. And, so they're probably the ways that people could get in touch with this.
And I'll tweet it after the show, too. I'll let you all know how to get it. But, you know, I love your wealth wisdom cards. I use them on a daily.
Wow.
And I just pulled a card for our listeners tonight because I was thinking about this before the show. I said, I want to pull one card that will be for everybody, right? And this is how the universe literally always rises up to meet us. The card that I pulled, Shakti Durga, was the karma card.
Really? That's fascinating.
I love it. And on the card it says, unblock your karma. You are presently in a cycle where ancient karmas may bear fruit. To stay on the right side of this divine law, ensure you are practicing giving and serving others. When this is done with a sincere heart, boundless satisfaction and joy is experienced.
Yeah, that's right.
I love that you have these cards available for us for just that daily inspiration. It's just so beautiful. And then, of course, you know, I can't just stop at one, so I pulled three others, and I'll tell you after the show. But they were karma, mentor, daily routines, and reality.
Ooh, very good. And the exciting thing is that before Christmas, we're going to have an app. So you can have
yes!
them, you'll be able to do all kinds of funky readings on your phone with the app. Oh, so I'm very awesome. Excited about that.
Yes.
Yeah, but the cards were meant to be inspiration cards that through which the universe can speak to us about how it is that we anchor heaven on earth for ourselves and those we love. And so, you know, karma is one of those things that if we try and pretend it doesn't exist, well, that doesn't really work. You know, it's like burying your head in the sand and saying there's no danger here, you know. But the fact of the matter is that we have had other incarnations. We might not remember them, but quite frankly, I think most people can't remember what they did last year, let alone anything right. else, you know. The past gets dim and misty, and, of course, all of our memories are kind of pureed between lives, a bit like when you're making vegetable soup, you know. You have all those vegetables in the pot, and then you puree it, and it turns out into soup. And I think that that's what happens with us between lives. Our memories don't stay whole and intact. They become a vibrational kind of soup, and that vibrational soup then gets poured into the next energy field we have. So our chakras have this starting place. And then sometimes there's just little chunks that come through. So people will remember something, like they'll remember that they really love this particular person, even though they've just met them because they know that soul, or they'll remember that they really can't stand this. Have you ever had the experience where you meet someone, you just can't stand them? You've just met them and you just know you can't stand them.
What does that mean?
Well, I think it's that the karma between you from the past was unpleasant and it's not been rectified. So you have a chance in this life to rectify it and to bring peace and goodwill back into the situation. But the whole point, I suppose, is that through giving, we enter into the law of flow, and then our karma is that we must receive. And for me, giving has been one of the richest experiences and one of the most extraordinarily miraculous experiences. And I know a lot of people in our modern world are a bit cynical about stuff like that, but for me, I can only speak of my own experience, it's been a necessary ingredient in wealth. You know, it's because I gave up a high-paying job as a lawyer to become a spiritual teacher, and, you know, most of what I offer is done by donation these days, and I love it like that. But if I didn't give, I just don't think I'd be able to hold it all together.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The karma of the giving, that's probably the message for this evening for everybody is...
The karma of the giving here on Max and Friends. Shakti Durga, thank you so much for joining us. I adore you. I love you. I'm so happy I'm going to see you in just a couple of days. Now, tell us real quick, Thursday night you're doing something with Ash Ruiz from Menudo. What's going on Thursday night in Boulder?
From 7 to 8:30 p.m., we're going to be at the Integral Center in Boulder, 2805 Broadway, Boulder. And that's going to be great because I just love Ash. He's just amazing. And I'll have some of our Shanti music musicians who've come over from Australia to be with us at this retreat and at the Kirtan on Thursday night. And, you know, they rock the house. I think that people are going to love the music and really enjoy the bliss that's generated through that music. And we really look forward to meeting your listeners there.
Wonderful. Well, we're gonna just keep pushing it this whole week on social media. If you have any questions, people, I'm going to put it right on Twitter, the links you can go to where you could meet us Thursday night or possibly this weekend. It's a three-day retreat at a wonderful home in Boulder, and we'll keep you posted on that. And go to the website after the show, and I'll let you know what's going on with the Blissing Out with the Divine Mother this weekend in Boulder, Colorado. Shakti Durga, namaste. I love you, and thank you for being here on Max and Friends.
Thank you. Thank you, Max.
What's before you go, what give us just a little bit of inspiration from the Shakti Durga heart chakra. Did she go? We left her. All right. Well, I guess it's be still and be silent. All right. Well, we're going to play right now a song from my dear friend, Jackie Collins, because today's her birthday. I love you, Jackie. What's going on? When we're back, Valerie Love is here.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. nation. Hale and hearty, what a combination. Once again, this is your night, and everyone feels
we
right.
Happy
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, we're here. And that was a happy, happy birthday to my next guest, Valerie Love. Welcome back to Max and Friends. Hey.
Blessing your love, Max.
How you loving?
How you loving?
You know what? Before we talk, we have some caller's been trying to call us to get a card. I don't know. Caller, are you there?
I am.
Who's this caller?
This is J Love. I wanted to call in tonight. I just wanted to give a very special happy birthday to my love, to Reverend Valerie Love. This is J Love.
At the tone, please continue recording
yes.
your message.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it. How you doing, J Love? I am a wonderful, wonderful. I am so excited. I just wanted to wish you a happy, happy, happy birthday. And may you have so many more. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh, you're going to make me cry on my birthday. My son almost made me cry earlier. He was telling me, Mom, I'm so happy I have you for a mother. You've taught me so much. And I got so much love today. Thank you. And I thought I was going to make it through my birthday without crying, but I might shed a tear now because you are really stirring the heart. Well, thank you, love. For so many years. We doing this thing, right? We doing this thing called life with love.
Yes, most definitely.
You see how I do things for you, my darling love.
John, you met my good friend Max Tucci. He's amazing.
Well, listen what happened, love. So I'm on Facebook and I saw your picture with these ladies. I said, all right, now I know this is her crew, so I got to hunt them down on Facebook. I'll get somebody. And then that's just how it all worked. So I said, she's like, who's this? I'm like, we're having love on the show tonight. We got to have you be a part of it, Jai.
Oh my goodness, Max, you are amazing. I'm telling you, I love you.
You know, I give to you because you give to us, and I love you, and I know that so many people out there love you. So I wanted to share your friends with Max and Friends tonight here on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, that is awesome. Love that.
All right, Jai. Well, thank you so much for being here with us tonight.
Thank you, J-Love. You're welcome. You're welcome. You guys have a great night.
Thanks so much. Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thanks so much for sticking by. We have another caller calling for Miss Love. So do you have a question or do you have a comment, caller? Caller, you here? I don't know, but Miss Love, are you here?
Yes, I am here.
Ooh, who is this caller?
This is Miss Amira Christine. Happy birthday!
Oh my God, thank you, baby. You know we're going to have you sing. You know, Max, this is an amazing song script right here. And I'm in the conference.
Happy birthday. Yes, happy birthday. To you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Reverend Love, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you and many more.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, my goodness. Awesome. Oh, y'all making this an amazing birthday, I'm telling you.
You see, that's how we're doing it. I feel like we're doing This Is Your Life.
I know, that's what it feels like.
But we're going to get on with the show. So I love you for being here, for singing happy birthday. Thank you so much. I appreciate you hitting me up on Facebook so quick. It was a little surprise I wanted to put together for love.
Oh,
so
yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amira.
Love you too.
All right. And now back to the show. What's everyone listening to tonight here on LA Talk Radio? Play some Max and Friends short. Hit it.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
Woo! LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. If you're tuning in for the first time tonight, thank you for joining me. You're here on a special night because it's Valerie Love's birthday. Hey, Valerie Love. How you loving?
How you loving? I'm loving fully and immensely and super abundantly and divinely. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, tonight we're going to – callers, I'm sorry. Here's the number to the studio. You can call in now. 323-203-0815 is the number to the studio. You all got that? 323-203-0815. Hey, Valerie Love, can you close your radio in the background, or do you have an app open? Because we can hear it.
Hold for a moment. Okay.
Yes, we will hold for a moment. The number to the studio, 323-203-0815. That's the number, right? I know I haven't opened the lines in a long time, but that is the number to the studio here. So we're going to take callers in just a moment. So callers, call in, because Valerie Love is going to be doing something amazing and magical for you tonight. So Valerie Love, welcome back. And let's discuss what you're going to be doing here on Max and Friends. And if you want, I'll open up my life. You could read the card first for me, and we can go from there. So everyone can get a taste of it without feeling like they're being put on the spot or on pressure.
Oh, that is so loving and kind to be a guinea pig, a tarot guinea pig. That's wonderful.
We shall see.
You know, Max, today I was doing some reading and studying, and I was studying an article written by one of my first tarot teacher, Reverend Geraldine Amawal. I got to give a shout out to my teachers. Reverend Geraldine Amawal was the one who supported me in taking that first step into tarot probably close to a decade ago now. And I absolutely was enraptured, because people think of tarot as a means to foretell the future, yet it's so much more than that. It really is a spiritual guide. It's similar to a Bible, really. And it has the truth, because as we know, there's only one truth, many paths, one truth, and it carries the same truth that any wisdom book carries. It's all in picture form. And so it speaks deep to the unconscious. It speaks the language of the unconscious. They say the language of the soul. Aristotle said the language of the soul is images. And so this is really a soul book, the Book of Tarot. So I love it. You can use it for retrospection, introspection, reflection, meditation, visualization. It's endless how many ways you can use the tarot. So we're going to have fun with it tonight. Spiritual tool.
Wonderful. Well, you know what? Let's take a caller, because we'll do that first. I'll do this. We can do this after the show. I don't even need for me. We got a caller. So let's take the call. Let's take the caller. And let's just get into the vibe of just being present in this moment and just giving thanks for this moment. And caller, you're on Max and Friends. Who's this?
Hi, this is Letty.
Hi, Letty. Well, thank you for being on the show tonight. Say hi to Valerie Love. It's her birthday.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Letty. Thank you so much. How may I serve you?
Well, I heard you were giving free readings today, so I'm really excited. I've never had one done.
Oh, okay, excellent. So is there an area that you like? We focus these readings this evening on money. Is there an area that you have in mind?
I guess business, money, for sure.
Okay, excellent. Now, Letty, would you say your name three times silently to yourself as I order the cards for you? And we're going to do one card reading.
Okay.
And let me know when you're done with that.
I'm done.
Okay. You have a business now?
Yes.
Okay. And the business is not going well, is it? It's not going according to your expectations?
Yes.
You have a partner who is somewhat difficult to work with?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I see that. Okay. You're holding on too tightly. There is the Four of Pentacles in your experience. And the Four of Pentacles is about there is money, yet it's not being allowed to circulate. Do you feel like you're holding on kind of tightly, don't want to spend money because you spent a lot of money before when it went out? It seemed like it didn't come back in fast enough, so now you're really gun-shy about spending money?
I would say yes.
Okay. The Four of Pentacles is really about letting go and allowing yourself to make wise investments. This is specifically for you and your business, allowing yourself to make wise decisions and trusting yourself, even with the mistakes that have happened before, without getting too personal about that, trusting yourself that you can make the right investments with your money, and that it doesn't, the success of the investments doesn't mean anything about you as a person. It seems like you took it personally. And so it kind of dented your self-confidence. It doesn't mean anything about you as a person. If you make an investment and the investment works, great. If it doesn't, then that means it was a learning lesson and it was something that you needed to learn anyway. So you've got to let this money circulate because it's holding on too tightly.
Okay.
Have a conversation with your partner and say what you really want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be willing to do that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, excellent. And for the future, you're looking at something to expand into now, a new space?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a go. Do it.
Good.
Yes, it is a go. Do it. It's beautiful. I see it. It's got a lot of light. Go for it.
All right.
All right?
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Absolutely. My pleasure. God bless you.
God bless you, too, Hannah. Have a happy birthday.
Thank you. I am. I'm serving you and all Max and friends. I'm absolutely loving this birthday.
Thank you so much, Betty, for calling
Max.
In.
Thank you, Max. Thank
Have
you.
Have a good night. Love you, too. Many you blessings. Too. You see, Valerie, love, I just love, like, you know, people come on and they feel like they're not going to hear what they want to hear. And then they hear what they're supposed to hear, and all of a sudden people are just like, oh, snap. So unless you want to have your life exposed right now on radio, be cautious what you ask for.
Be careful what you ask for.
Right? Now, but let's just talk about, because you've got a lot going on in your life right now, and we're going to – there's callers calling, so they'll just have to wait a moment, because I want you to tell us about your awesome website, ValerieLove.com, and I want you to talk to us about your radio show, and just let us know what's going on in your life.
Oh, my God. Max, I feel like I'm in this extreme expansion, this huge expansion in my life. I have the radio show going on, Beyond Radio Show. It's on 11 a.m. on Tuesday mornings. And I do what I'm doing now, free readings. I love reading the tarot. I love serving. I love expanding into the gifts that God flows through me. And all of the folks that show up, they show up on the radio show before I show up, ready to get their readings. And I love the personal nature of it. And I also love that we get to work deeper, because many of them move on to being clients or coming into one of my coaching programs or coming into Money and Wealth Coach Training, where we teach a lot of info on how to catalyze prosperity and abundance. My focus is on money. I love it. I was a financial planner for 7 years with American Express. And my goal really, Max, my heart mission is to make as many light workers wealthy as I possibly can.
That's a beautiful mission, and one that is happening. One that's happening.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. They're asking me. We'll show you how this operates. So, would you do a reading for me? Because I'm open to it. I'm not shy. I think that people are like hanging up because they feel like, uh-oh, maybe it's something that I thought different. So, it's all good. The number here, 323-203-0815. Don't hang up. okay? Don't hang up. We will get your call. So what do I have to do, Boo?
Well, it's very amazing that you asked that question, because this morning I drew a card, and this morning's card that I drew was King of Cups, and I did not know completely what that meant or what the relevancy was until this time to prepare for your show this evening, and I looked at the face on the King of Cups, and I said, oh my God, it's Max Tucci. Why didn't I realize that earlier? So you actually had a reading earlier today. You might have felt it in the ethers, and your reading is the King of Cups. And this is a man who is very much in touch with the feminine side, the emotions, the deep well of emotions. He's his throne is actually on the water. And water, you know, that water element is the element of emotions and feelings. And this particular king is master of his feelings. So one of the little surprises on the card is that there is a fish kind of jumping out of the water, and that indicates inspiration. So for you, Max, the inspiration that comes from that deep well of feelings, let it flow. And if you ever get the tendency or feel like, oh, I don't want to cry now, I don't want to let this emotion up now, or whatever, whatever, let it come up. Let it flow. Go in the restroom and let it all come up and wash over you like a wonderful tsunami. You know, sometimes we have tsunami emotions. It's very good. And it washes over, and it will wash by pretty swiftly. And from it will come this deep inspiration. Move. It's like a move from deep within the well. You know what I'm talking about? That deep well inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll move you in the right and proper direction.
You know what happened?
There's also an opportunity coming for you. Yes?
What'd you say? It happened the other morning. I was standing in the kitchen. I was pouring cream in my coffee. All of a sudden, I started weeping.
Yes. That's it. That's it. Let that come. And then what happened on the heels of that? I'm curious. After it, did you notice some kind of inspiration, some kind of clarity?
Oh, yeah. Of course. In weeping, there's clarity.
We know tears are a soul bath. That's what tears are.
Well, listen, soul bath, we got to take a call, because you and I could talk about me anytime, but we got a caller. So let's take the 305 number calling now, because they were first. So caller, welcome to Max and Friends. They'll be on here. Hey, Valerie Love, do you have your like browser on in the background? Because we're getting an echo.
Oh, hold for a moment.
All right.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to Max and Friends. Who's this? First name only, please.
Zilly.
Welcome to the show. Valerie Love is going to be here in just a moment. We're just adjusting some sound, and thank you for being part of the show tonight. Are you ready for your free reading from ValerieLove.com?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
I'm excited.
Valerie Love, what's going on?
Okay. Is this better?
Yes, much better. So tell us what to do now for our caller.
So now, caller, how are you? Give me your name again.
Zilly.
How do you spell it?
You can do the full name. Zulmarie.
Okay, excellent. So say your full name under your breath three times, not so you can hear it on the radio, and say it to yourself three times. Spirit channels through that energy, your name, into the cards to order the cards for you. Let me know when you're done.
I hear an echo.
Okay.
I don't understand what you said.
Oh, okay. Did you hear me?
What?
Basically, what you have to do is say your name three times under your breath so that we can open up the channels of clarity, because I claim clarity now.
Okay, so say my name again?
Three times under your breath.
Oh, three times under my breath. Okay. Sulmari.
All right, there's a young person in your life who is a quick wit, a young person who likes to joke, kind of jokey. And is this your son? Do you have a son that's a teenager?
A what person? A young person?
A young person, yes. Do you have a son that is a teenager?
No, but I don't have a friend that's a teenager, but I have a friend that has like a young attitude.
Okay, this is the one we're speaking of. Is this person having some kind of challenge right now?
Well, he's starting like a new business.
Is he having a challenge in the personal realm?
I'm not sure. I would think because he's making a lot of changes in his life, and I would think that he's stressed out for everything that's happening.
Okay. You need to have a conversation with this young person, because the reason that this card came up for you is because you are a support for him.
Oh.
There's something going on in his life that you can help him with.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Are you willing to have a conversation with him in a private place? Because he's going to tell you something that he hasn't told anyone else.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can invite him to come over and meet with me. Sure.
Okay. Do you have his trust?
Yes. He does trust me, and he respects me and admires me a lot.
Okay, excellent. You are going to help him. He has a challenge right now, and you are
okay.
going to help him. So have that conversation
okay.
ASAP. Okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, excellent.
You're a light worker, so do your thing.
Okay, I will.
Thanks so much for calling in. Have a great night. We're going to have one more caller, and then we got to wrap this show up, Valerie Love. But I love
you.
I love when you're here, Valerie Love. I love your energy.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Did you like your birthday surprises, girl?
Oh, my God, you got me good, Max Tucci. You got me.
Caller, first thing only, welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello, caller. Who's this? First thing only.
It's Nikki.
How are you doing,
yeah.
Nikki?
I'm good. How are you, Max?
Good. I need you to say your name under your breath three times for Valerie Love while she channels the divine spirits and while she channels the energy, and we'll see where we go with you. So just say your name, Nikki, under your breath three times and let us know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. You're a psychic, huh?
Slightly, yeah, I am.
Yeah. I get that. You have the Queen of Wands. And you're chuckling, so you already know the deal. I saw you when I heard your name. I saw you.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, you need to stand in your gifts. What are you doing?
Sorry?
I said, are you standing in your gifts and serving and sharing your gifts?
Yes, I am.
Is it something that Spirit is inviting you to do now that you've delayed on?
Yes, I think so, because I've been doing that.
Are you ready to step into an expanded experience of sharing your gifts?
Yes.
Okay, people need to hear from you.
Sorry?
People need to hear from you.
Okay.
And specifically, your gifts of psychic ability, you can see. You have the gift of seeing. Is that the gift you're sharing?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Are you holding back?
No, I don't think so. I think I've become a lot more aware of what I'm doing lately.
Could you share more?
Yes, I could. Yeah.
Okay. That's the invitation. Go all the way. Go all the way. No holds barred. Because even if we're in 99%, the difference between 99% and 100% is more than one percentage. Because when you give all you have, spirit takes it to a whole nother level. Because even in that 1%, there's a whole nother level that is accessible to you. You ready for that level? You've been praying for it, haven't you?
Yeah.
I say go for it. And it's like okay. Running off the cliff edge. That's what it's like.
Oh.
And you have wings on your back, so no worries.
Okay.
I see you. No hiding.
Well, thank you, Nikki, for calling tonight. I'm Max and Friends. I'm glad that you got through. For all of those callers who didn't get through tonight, I'm sorry, but Valerie Love is going to be back. She's going to be back anyway because we've got so much to talk about just because that's how we roll with Valerie Love here on Max and Friends. So, Nikki, have a good night, and thanks so much for calling. All right. Well, Valerie Love, we got to wrap this show up because that's how fast time flies. But I love that you're here with me tonight on your birthday. And I just wish you just many years of love, of laughter, of abundance, of health, of wealth, of all the good things that the divine has already bestowed onto you. May your cup just be contained for you.
Oh, thank you, Max. You are a blessing to me in my life. You know, when I think of you, I smile. I am so grateful for you. So grateful.
I'm so grateful for you. And of course, I'm going to say, how you loving? And on that note, I got to wrap this show up. I'm going to call you after the show, Valerie Love, because we got to talk just for 2 minutes because I want to talk to you about
something. Okay.
But have a beautiful night. Before I let you go, give us some wisdom for the week, Valerie Love.
The wisdom for the week is take your pants off. And what that means is, and what that means is, don't be afraid to be vulnerable. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable. We are so guarded so much of the time. Hey, sometimes you got to take your pants off, and you got to show what you're working with, and let yourself be vulnerable with the right people. Spirit will give you that indication when to be vulnerable and open. And hey, take your pants off.
Take your pants off. But until I see you and hear from you next, always tune in Sunday night to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Happy birthday to Valerie Love. Happy birthday to Jackie Collins. I feel you. I love you. You're here. I give great radio, Jackie Collins, because you give great interviews. And I love my guests tonight, Valerie Love, Shakti Durga. Namaste. Blessings. I love you all for tuning in. If it's your first time, don't let it be your last. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know how you love the show, and I'll talk to you all real soon. Have a great night. I say good night and good karma and take this week to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci, from Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. My voice is gone. Peace out.
Max and Friends. He says what he wants.